Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do
jester. I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold. But happiness when you're getting old. The world, the whole world's the same. You're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself somebody.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood, time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live, blueclaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. And tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks in Game 3 of a six-game series. A big one for the Claws, who are 33-26 on the air. Phillies affiliate, half game out behind first place Greensboro in the SAL North. Wilmington 28-31. On the season. Blue Claws have gotten zero help from Greensboro and Winston-Salem this week. Winston-Salem has dropped the first two games against the Grasshoppers. They play tonight at 7. Blue Claws will send one of their best pitchers, Sam Aldegheri, to the mound, 4-3, an ERA of 3 flat against right-hander Riley Cornelio of Wilmington, 5-4, with an ERA of 5.08. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, if it sounds like a broken record, well, it is. And the broken record is another beautiful night for baseball here in Lakewood, New Jersey. And as you said, another big game for the Blue Claws. Also, keeping an eye on that Brooklyn-Hudson Valley game. Why? Because Hudson Valley is now moving to third place in the SAL North. And they are just two games back. And
they do have one big
game and a half back of Jersey Shore.
And they have one big chip, Hudson Valley, in this now three-team race,
right,
with Brooklyn falling farther off the pace. Hudson Valley's big chip is they will be in Greensboro next week.
Right.
So, there's a scenario, they can stay within three games of first-place Greensboro. They will have a way in if they sweep that series. Obviously not easy, but at the same time, this is a legit three-way race that'll come down to the wire. Seven games left, the first half ends next Thursday, June the 20th. So, Tony, last night, probably the less said about it, the better, but we need to at least mention it briefly. Blue Claws lost 7-2 last night. Wilmington scored five runs in the top half of the seventh inning to blow open a 2-0 ball game, and the Blue Claws held to just one hit. The part that we do need to talk about, though, Gene Cabrera was stupendous, 14 strikeouts, second most by a Blue Claw in club history.
And that's what we did talk about with the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski, when we caught up with him in the clubhouse for our pregame show. And it was funny, Greg said to me before the ball game, you know, last night's game was your fault because I didn't interview him before the ball game. We interviewed him, you know, personally before every game. Last night we went and interviewed Aiden Miller. Great kid, excellent young man, certainly a terrific prospect for the Phillies. We were happy to talk to him. And of course, Greg was kidding when he mentioned that we didn't talk with him last night. But he has no excuse tonight, Greg, because we did chat with him before the ball game tonight. And we'll hear how that went, I believe, right now.
And we're in the clubhouse with the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brodzinski. And Greg, a game last night where, as far as the Blue Claws and the Phillies are concerned, well, yes, it was a loss on the field, but it's one of those games where the story is not really the outcome of the game in this case because of the game that Gene Cabrera pitched. To talk about, first of all, his performance last night, 14 strikeouts, the second most in franchise history in a single game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, Gene threw the ball really well. It was one of those tough nights, and you know, sometimes baseball is going to be baseball, right. And that's kind of what happened. But I could tell, you know, from the first batter of the game that he had his really good stuff going. And like you said, he punched out 14. They really only hit one ball hard off him. And just some bad luck, you know. And then obviously we didn't score on our end. But I thought he really competed well. And part of that, you know, was the maturity level that he has and the way that he goes about his business. And even when things don't go as, you know, as you want them to as times as a pitcher, it's easy to kind of get off track or kind of lose your focus, and he didn't do that at all. He kept attacking. He kept, you know, rolling through innings, and even though there was that little blip there, I thought he threw the ball really well.
Now, how is that information, or the information on any minor league game, especially last night, what he did, how is that relayed back to the Phillies? How does the Phillies minor league scouting, et cetera, brain trust become aware of his performance? What's told to them? How do they learn it?
So we got all kinds of reports and information and data mm-hmm. that gets disseminated throughout the organization. We have different, you know, avenues that we do that. But, yeah, there's post-game pitching reports. Obviously, there's video from all different types of angles. And then there's, you know, your more traditional, like, kind of game score. And then there's some reports that get inputted as well. So all the proper information. And you know, one thing that's great about our front office and our leadership is that they do a really good job of watching our games, you know, even though they're not on site in a different mm-hmm. location. You know, we, you know, talking to a bunch of that group, it's really neat when they say, oh, you know, we saw this mm-hmm. and they still watch the games even from afar. So they know what's going on, and they get all the reports, and they also have their eyes on it. So it's pretty
cool. So they had to be excited about what they saw last night.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Back in the lineup now, Felix Reyes, big power bat that really hasn't been unlocked thus far this season. He's hitting .237 with one home run. You know, he's missed some games recently. Batting practice tonight, he hit one off one of the billboards out there in left field. He's got tremendous power. What are you guys doing as a staff to try to unlock him now and get him going?
Yeah, no, I think there was some good work that went in, especially before he kind of had the little break that he just had. And just continuing to, he's been a lot better at getting more in the strike zone in terms of his, you know, pitch recognition and swing decisions. And, you know, that's going to help naturally because he's a big guy with a lot of power. And the more often you swing at better pitches, then that's going to come out. So it's just, you know, getting him back out there, you know, getting him back in the lineup today. And I think it showed last night he had one at bat, and he hadn't, you know, had an at bat in a couple of weeks, and drew a walk and took some good pitches. And you know, it was good to see out of him. So just letting him kind of get back into game shape and then continuing, you know, he's working with Adam and our hitting staff. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence that power is going to unlock itself here shortly.
Well, hopefully it will, and especially for Sam Aldeguerri, the lefty from Italy, who goes tonight 4-3 in ERA of 3. He's among the league leaders in ERA, among the league leaders in strikeouts as well. last year when he was here at Jersey Shore, came up late, only appeared in four games, a 5.63 ERA. What has been responsible for his significant progression this season?
I just think a lot of hard work. You know, he came back great after the off season and did spend some time down in Clearwater early, and you can tell that, you know, he's really focused on everything that he needs to do, obviously, with his body and his arm, and is just continually, you know, refining his craft. And he's taken a jump up, I think, in all areas this year from what I saw last year. And
is it velocity? Is it
the velocity's up. Location? The velocity's up. The secondary stuff's better. He's able to, you know, really pitch and have, you know, a good idea of what he wants to do with his repertoire. And it's been fun to watch because, you know, he continues to move up, and he has, you know, the same mindset, the same determination, the same focus on everything that he does. He's just going to continue to get better.
Well, he'll be on the mound tonight. Blue Claws hopefully getting back to the winning track.
Awesome.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Rodzinski with Tony earlier today. And Tony Aldegary, the left-hander, has had a really solid season. 4-3, an ERA of 3.00. 48 innings, only 26 hits, 20 walks, and 65 strikeouts in those 48 innings for Sam, who struck out 10 batters on three different occasions this season, including each of his last two starts. Now, in his last two starts, he's been victimized by the home run ball. Three home runs in a combined 10 innings and eight runs in 10 innings in those last two starts. But the stuff's there with those combined 20 strikeouts. He's had a great year. Left-handed from Verona, Italy.
Well, Greg, the Blue Claws starting pitchers, their numbers are scattered across the leaderboard in the South Atlantic League. You have, to start off with Aldegary, he is a 6 in ERA at the 3.00, and he begins tonight 4th in strikeouts with 6-9. Meanwhile, Gene Cabrera, after last night, his ERA is 3.54. That is 9th. The big jump for Cabrera after those 14 strikeouts yesterday. He is now 3rd in the South Atlantic League in strikeouts with 6-9. Now, we don't want to forget about Braden Fosnock, the lefty out of Westchester, Pennsylvania. His ERA is among the top 10 at 3.74.
He'll hit Sunday. And
good point. And he will be looking for his league-leading 7th victory on Sunday.
There was one stat from last night that I wanted to note. I thought it was really cool. A South Atlantic League starting pitcher has thrown 100 pitches 5 times in a game this season. That's across all teams. So, you know, 60 games, about, you know, 360 Sally League games so far this season. And of those 5, all of them are Blue Claws. Sam Aldegary's done it twice. Gene Cabrera did it yesterday, has also done it twice. And Braden Fosnott has done it once. So just kind of really special, you know, for those guys to hit that 100 pitch mark. And I think it's great that the Phillies are willing to push those guys towards that number. It's not something that happens all that often, as you can tell from the rest of the league. In high A, if you break it out beyond the salary league, in high A it's only happened a total of 14 times among all 30 teams, but again, 5 of those from Jersey Shore.
Aldegary, by the way, is the 23rd ranked prospect in the Philly system, according to the MLB pipeline. Also in the lineup tonight, we have the 4th ranked prospect in Justin Crawford. The 2nd ranked prospect playing his 3rd game now with Jersey Shore is Aiden Miller. And the 22nd ranked prospect in Henry Mendez. And wait, there's one more. William Bergoya is the 11th ranked prospect in the system, according to the MLB pipeline. So some promising young players in the Blue Claws uniforms here tonight.
Elsewhere
in Jersey Shore,
Philly system, Clearwater is in a rain delay of their game. They are at home against Tampa. The Threshers in desperate need of a win. They've lost 4 straight, and they are now 2 games back of Lakeland, who does have the tiebreaker as well in the Florida State League Western Division with a week left. Now, the only benefit, one thing that Clearwater, I guess, does have working in their favor is that the Flying Tigers will play 2 doubleheaders over the weekend, and they'll play 6 games over the next 4 days. But Clearwater needs a win. They are 2 back with 7 to play. play. We'll follow that game for you as well. Brandon Marsh is rehabbing tonight with Double A Reading. Matt Osterberg on the mound. They host Portland. Lehigh Valley underway. 1-0 lead in Syracuse. Bottom of the first. Blue Claws, as we said, are a half game back of first place Greensboro, and they will face a Wilmington team tonight that they have defeated in 7 of 8 meetings between the two clubs this season. Only last night, the 7-2 Blue Rocks win a Wilmington victory against Jersey Shore this season. Leandro Pineda back in the lineup. He'll play right field at bat third for the Blue Claws today. He had his 15-game hitting streak snapped when he went 0-for-4 last night. He was 22-for-65 over that stretch and enters today right at 300 for the season. Jordan Disson back in the lineup. He'll do the catching tonight at bat 9. Disson has 6 home runs on the season, including home runs on both Sunday in Greensboro and a home run that was actually a grand slam, I should say, on Tuesday in the first game of this series. Sam Aldegary takes the mound, the lefty from Verona, Italy, and he will face Robbie Cornelio tonight. First pitch coming up in just a few moments. So another gorgeous evening here at Shoretown Ballpark. Thursday. Wind is blowing out towards left center and center, so maybe we'll see a few long balls if anybody can get one up in the air here tonight. Take a break. When we come back, the lineups, the first pitch, ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB. TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tonight, the Blue Claws High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 33-26, take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks High A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, 28-31 on the year. Sam Aldegary for Jersey Shore, 4-3, ERA of 3. Riley Cornelio for Wilmington, 5-4, with an ERA of 5.08. Tony, big game for Jersey Shore. They've won 5 out of 6, but the one they lost last night dropped them back to second place, a half game behind first place Greensboro, but they turned to one of the best pitchers in the Sally League, the 22-year-old lefty from Verona, Italy.
And that would be Sam Aldegary, Greg, and 6'1", 180 pounds, has been a pro since 2021. Last year with Jersey Shore, struggled a bit, had an ERA over 5 and just a couple of appearances after coming up from Clearwater, but this year has the 6th best ERA in the league at 3 even, to go along with his 4-3 record. So the Blue Claws depending on him to keep Wilmington from playing spoiler for a second consecutive night, as the Blue Rocks pretty much out of it here in the first half. And the Blue Claws are a big reason why, because the Blue Claws have defeated them in 7 of 8 meetings thus far this season.
I have
to tell you all about it, if they can make it 8 out of 9, here's the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Chamberis.
Now, here's a little advice for Jersey Shore. Might recommend a win tonight. Greensboro starts walk, single, 3-run homer.
Oh, my goodness.
And they lead Winston-Salem
3-0
in the middle of the first inning of that game. Blue Claws a half game behind the Grasshoppers entering tonight. Here's the Wilmington lineup to face off the Gary. Philip Glasser leads off in left, and Vian Del Pena at second base, and Daylon Lyle in right. Kevin Motte at shortstop will bat fourth, then Jeremy De La Rosa, the designated hitter. Matt Suggs is catching about sixth, then Gavin Dugas at first. Sammy Infantes at third base, he'll bat eighth, and batting ninth in center is Jonathan Thomas. This lineup is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, with local facilities in Toms River, Community Medical Center in Monmouth, Medical Center Southern Campus here in Lakewood, and Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch. They're New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. 80 degrees, clear skies. In fact, not a cloud in sight on a perfect evening here at the Jersey Shore. Aldegary to face left-handed hitting Philip Glasser, has had a tremendous season, hitting .331, 2 homers and 14 RBIs. First pitch of the game, a fastball, broken bat, grounded to second, softly hit. Bergoglio to his left, scoops it up and tosses to first. One pitch, one broken bat, and one man away. 7:07 was our first pitch time here tonight. 80 degrees and clear skies. Here's Vian Del Pena, the second baseman, at .282, no home runs and 20 runs batted in. Aldegary has allowed 8 runs in 10 innings in his last 2 starts. In fact, he had a 1.89 ERA going into his May 29th start against Brooklyn. In that game, he struck out 10 but gave up 4 runs. Fastball inside, 1-0 on Pena. And he pitched last week at Greensboro last Friday and gave up 4 runs in 5 innings in that game, but also struck out 10. That one up and away, 2 balls and no strikes. 3 homers in those last 2 starts, but, you know, giving up 2 home runs at Greensboro, that will happen. That's a bandbox down in Central North Carolina. 2-0, that is in there for a strike to Pena. The count is 2 balls and 1 strike on the switch hitter Pena, with Daylon Lyle, a lefty, awaiting him beyond deck circle. Aldegary rocks and deals. Curveball, good pitch, called strike. Troy Schreffler in left, Justin Crawford in center, Leandro Pineda in right, Eric Brito at third, Aiden Miller at short, William Bergoglio at second, Felix Reyes at first, and Jordan Disson is doing the catching this evening for Jersey Shore. Infield in the shade and the grass, and then from the infield, dirt out in the outfield, still in the sun. Lights are on, don't need them yet. Wind is blowing out towards left field. Fastball bounced up first, foul off the netting in the Jersey Shore dugout. And the count 2-2 on Vian Del Pena. This is game 3 of a 6-game series. Blue Claws swept the first series between these two teams in the series that ended on Mother's Day, and then this week, of course, the series will end on Father's Day. Swing and a miss, high fastball, got him for strike 3. First strikeout for Aldegary, second out of the inning, and brings up Daylon Lyle. Strikeout brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in store every day, the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Aldegary sat with the Phillies in 2019, didn't make his pro debut, of course, until 2021 because of the COVID year. Curveball high and tight to Lyle, lefty, and the count 1-0. That 2021 season, he was limited to just 21 innings. And then in 2022, only 12 innings due to injury. But last year, 67 2/3 innings as a breaking ball misses down and outside with Clearwater, and then another 16 with the Blue Claws to get up to 83. And he'll cross the 50-inning mark tonight, came into the day at 48. So, you know, really getting into his development these last 2 seasons. Swing and a miss, fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Said he grew up on a baseball field out in Italy, in large part because his parents' work schedules couldn't take him to soccer practice, or football, of course, as they call it out there. One fouled away by Lyle down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes. So to keep pace with Gene Cabrera, who struck out two batters per inning last night, 14 or a little over that, 6 1/3. Needs a strikeout here. Two out, nobody on in the first, no score. Here's the 2-2, and it's inside, a fastball just missing. Plate umpire, Jamal Allen. Base umpire is Connor Kroll. Sam wearing the long, or the three-quarter? No, he's got the long red sleeves on tonight. Here's the pitch, breaking ball outside, and Loiwaktum, ball four. There's one thing with all the Gary this year. 21 walks now in 48 and two-thirds innings. But he can get away with that because he's held opponents to just a 157 batting average this season. He has thrown as many as 6 2/3 innings in a game this year. That was back on May 1st against Bowling Green. He has four starts where he's pitched at least six. Fastball down and inside to shortstop Kevin Mate in the count, one ball and no strikes. Mate, six of his last 34. He's at 233, no homers, 17 ribbies. A slick fielding shortstop from the Dominican Republic that the Nationals got last year in a Jaime Candelario trade from Chicago, the Cubs. At the trade deadline, Felix Reyes holds on the runner at first, and the pitch is inside. A fastball misses. Two balls, no strikes on Kevin Mata. Jeremy De La Rosa would be next. Crawford, Miller, Pineda in the bottom of the first for Jersey Shore against Riley Cornelio. A little breeze blowing through the ballpark out towards left. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Runs it to 2-1 on Kevin Mata. Fastball, curveball, slider change, standard for Sam. It was spotted by a Royal scout at a showcase event in Spain when he was 15. Swing and a miss, a fastball. And the count 2-2. And Aldegary had to go home, and Royal scout told him that, you know, he had a chance, was a prospect. And Sam had to go home and convince his mother. But obviously he didn't. Ended up signing a few years later with the Phillies. Sal Agostinelli flew out there to Italy and saw him. Loved him. Here's a little flare in a shallow right. That's down to base hit. Up with it is Pineda. Stopping at second is Lyle. And 2-1, 2-out for Jeremy De La Rosa in the left field. Aldegary would be the first Italian-born player, if he can get there, to throw a major league pitch since Marino Peretti, 1949 and 50. Played with Washington, Chicago, the White Sox, and Cleveland. Washington, of course, you know, first in war, first in peace, last in the American League, as they say.
Sure, I remember Marino. No, actually, I do not. I may have been around for a while, but I was too young to see that team play.
Curveball high. Now, in Aldegary's case, he'd be the first Italian-born and raised pitcher to reach the big leagues. Peretti came over to the U.S. when he was 1 year old. Aldegary spent most of this offseason in Clearwater. Came back after the holidays. Here's the 1-0. Outside and high, two balls and no strikes. So he got the first two outs, and he walked Lyle. Fell behind Mate. Now he's behind 2-0 on Jeremy De La Rosa, who's 10 for 53. Two home runs, 11 RBIs with Wilmington. Miller keeping the runner close at second. Fastball strike. Zipped over the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. And the count is 2-1 on De La Rosa. Aldegary made four starts of the Blue Claws last year, the end of the season. So it wasn't a total rookie with the Claws when he got here this year. Foul back out of play. The last three were very good. The first one on August 11th at Hudson Valley. He gave up four runs in the first and two in the second and came out. But after that, really settled in. And it was a strong season for him. It was his third year pitching in the U.S., but the first where he had extended innings. Slow bouncer foul first base sign from De La Rosa. That was a changeup, and the count is 2-2. But this year has been very good for Sam. And he's trying to finish off the first inning of this game with an out. up at 25 pitches now, though. 2-2, Lyle leads off second. And a fastball swing and a miss. Got him to retire the side. Stuck that one up to 94 and blows it by Dale. The rest of the inning is over. No runs, one hit, two left. We have played half an inning. It's Jersey Shore coming to bat. Scoreless game on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Justin Crawford leading it off for Jersey Shore. As usual, we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Riley Cornelio on the mound for Wilmington. The right-hander will face Crawford in center. Aiden Miller, the shortstop, and Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, in the first. Henry Mendez, the DH, and Felix Reyes at first base, fourth and fifth, and Eric Brito at third. Sammy Infante into the grass to guard against the butt. First pitch to Crawford. He shows butt, takes a strike. William Bergoglio bats seventh, and he's at second base. Then Troy Schreffler in left, and Jordan Disson bats ninth and does the catching. Lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. Here's the 0-1. Crawford chops one to the right side. Backhand by Dugas. Underhands the pitcher covering in time. 3-1 of the putout, one away. RWJBH.org for New Jersey's most comprehensive health system, RWJ Barnabas Health. Cornelio, 24-year-old from TCU, 7th round pick in 2022 by the Nationals. 5-4 with a 5.08 ERA this year, 51 innings, 47 hits. He's walked 28 and he has struck out 44. So here's Aiden Miller, the Blue Claws shortstop, in his third game with the Claws, and he takes outside, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Right-handed batter from Trinity, Florida, 0-6, 2 walks in 2 games with Jersey Shore. Fastball, swing and a miss, big rip at that heater at 92 miles an hour, 1-1, 1 strike. Miller turned 20 years old on Sunday, and then that night after their game in Bradenton, he was told that he was coming to the Blue Claws and debuted on Tuesday. Breaking ball called strike. 1-2 on Miller at 275, 5 homers, 10 steals. And Clearwater, second in the Florida State League at the time of the promotion with an OPS of 884 and a slugging percentage of 483. So really drove the ball, first round pick last year. Here's the 1-2. And he rips this one deep and foul down the left field line. And that one out of play, bouncing into the sandbar down the left field line. 1-2 on Miller. Had a few good at bats, Tony, yesterday. He was behind in the count twice and worked walks. The first one, early in the game, he was actually down to the count 0-2 and came back to work a walk. 1-2 outside. Fastball misses. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Miller.
Yeah, Miller and Felix Reyes both put on the shows in batting practice tonight with some deep drives over the wall and left.
2-2 the count on Miller. Here's the pitch, and a chopper foul. Third base side. Nice backhanded grab of the Wilmington dugout by one of the coordinators, I believe, wearing a Nationals jacket. 2-2 still on Miller. Looking for that first Blue Claws hit, and it's always one of those things, right? Like, once you get the first one, then they start to come in bunches. But again, he's had some really good at-bats these first 2 days. And he awaits the pitch from the 24-year-old Riley Cornelio. Here it is, breaking ball out center. Cornelio faced the Blue Claws back on May 10th, gave up 4 runs on 7 hits in 3 innings. Last time out went 7 against Hudson Valley on Saturday. On a Friday, gave up 4 hits and 3 runs while striking out 4. Payoff to Miller is skied off for his foul, out of play. Back into the seats behind the Blue Claws dugout, and the count remains full at 3-2 on 80.
Miller hasn't gotten that hit yet. He has, as you pointed out, has produced some very good at-bats. Seems to have a really good eye and knowledge of the strike
zone. Yeah, he hasn't chased. I don't know that he's chased anything, or maybe one so far. Here's the 3-2. That's outside. Ball 4.
Good eye there.
Good eye there, yeah. And he's on for the first time. That third time in 9 plate appearances that he's walked with the Blue Claws, and he's in first. He can run. He has 10 steals with Clearwater, and actually had one last night as well. And Leandro Pineda coming up. Walk brought to you by PC Richardson, friendly and knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery at the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richardson, the company you can trust since 1909. Here's Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Miller, good lead. And the pitch is inside, ball 1. So Matt Suggs, the catcher for Wilmington, has thrown out 9 out of 19 base stealers this season. The Blue Claws are 2-for-9 in stolen bases this year against Wilmington in 8 games. Suggs and Maxwell Romero, who caught Tuesday. And Pineda takes that one low. He's hit an even 300, 7 home runs, 40 runs batted in. Leads the Blue Claws in both of those power categories. And he has a chance to be the first Blue Claw since 2016 to hit 300 in 200-plus plate appearances. Otto Kemp was hitting 333, but got promoted before he got to 200. Zach Coppola did it that year. Bouncer foul behind home plate. And the count is 2-1 on Leandro Pineda. Coppola was a center fielder from South Dakota State, and Josh Tobias, a second baseman from the University of Florida, also did it that year. 2-1 on Pineda. Miller looks like he's leaning. They throw over. Whoa. He was leaning, and he dives back in safe.
Pineda, Greg, is fourth in the league in runs batted in with 40, and is eighth in batting average with that 300 mark.
No score, bottom of the first. Miller leads off first with 1 out. And he goes, pitch to Pineda, line sharply into right field. Lyle toward the line, can't get it, base hit. Plays it on a hop, Miller goes to third. They throw into second, Miller stops at third. And a line drive base hit for Leandro Pineda. Puts runners on the corners for Jersey Shore with just 1 out here in the first inning.
Well, Pineda had that 15-game hitting streak snap last night, though he did hit the ball hard, especially his last at bat. And he quickly singles a hard shot, as Greg described, right here in the bottom of the first inning to set things up for the Blue Claws to attempt to jump out front here for Al DeGarry's benefit.
That was 92 off the bat. Here's Henry Mendez, and we'll try to get one in the air and get Miller in. Mendez, though, a double play candidate because he hits the ball on the ground so much, over 60% ground balls this year. Left-handed hitter, first and third with 1 out. And the pitch line sharply up the middle. There's a base hit into center. Miller scores. Pineda around second. He's charging for third. Thomas's throw comes in. It gets cut off. Pineda dives in at third. Mendez a ribby single. And the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. Back-to-back balls absolutely scorched by Pineda and there by Mendez. That was 105 off the bat from Henry. And it gives the Blue Claws the first run of the game.
And their first early lead. In this series, they fell behind 1-0 on Tuesday night before coming back to win, and they fell behind and, of course, only got one hit in last night's defeat. So here's a guy that we talked to Greg Radzinski about before the ballgame, and the big Puma, as it's called, Felix Reyes, a potential big power bat. They're trying to get him going.
He had 10 homers last year, 9 with Clearwater, and then a big one with the Blue Claws, a 3-run walk-off home run on September 3rd, the last home game of the season a year ago. Cornelio out of the stretch, first and third, one out, and that is outside a fastball. And it's one ball, no strikes. Reyes at 226, the one homer and 13 RBIs. The home run was early in the year, too. It was back in Hickory, the second series of the season on April 9th. 1-0 the count on Reyes. And here's the pitch. It's chased the slider way outside. Count is 1-1. So Mendez at first, Pineda at third, with one out of the first and a run in for Jersey Shore. Luklaus a half game back of Greensboro, who leads Winston-Salem 3-0, with Winston-Salem batting in the bottom of the second. Line sharply up the third baseline, but foul. Hooking into the Wilmington bullpen, and the count is 1-2 on Felix Reyes.
Yeah, that scattered a pitcher or two in the pen out there for the Blue Rocks.
Yeah, 99 off the bat. He's coming with some zip on.
Yeah, Reyes hit one off that billboard there, the one near the left field foul line, beyond the concourse
and the
batting practice.
Sign, yeah, which is above the outfield concourse. Yeah, he destroyed that ball. Probably went 430 feet or so. 1-2 on Reyes. Here's the pitch. Chases a slider, grounds it to third. Scooped up by Infante. Run scores. Throw low to first and dug out by Dugas. But a run comes in. So an RBI for Felix Reyes. Pineda scores. Mendez goes to second. And it's quickly 2-0 Blue Claws.
Well, Reyes did a good job there. He reached out for a slider. And ideally, I guess, the batting coach in me, with no batting coaching experience at all, would have liked to see him try to poke it out to right field. He pulled it, but slowly to third. So I'd wiped out any chance of the double play. And they get the run and advance Mendez to second now with two outs.
Here's Eric Brito now with Mendez in scoring position. Cornelio's pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball. And the count, nothing and one. So, Luklaus have a 2-0 lead. Wilmington scored twice to take the lead in the second inning yesterday. And they took the lead in the top of the fifth inning in the first game of the series on Tuesday. Luklaus did come back to win that game. Jordan Disson at the Grand Slam. But yesterday, Luklaus held to just one hit. So they've actually already surpassed yesterday's total here in the first inning. Brito at 270 with a home run and 15 batted in. And the pitch to him is cued off the end of the bat. A squibber up first, tough play. Sliding and knocking it down. Dugas shovels to the pitcher, covering, and in time. They just got it. Mendez was running around third, not stopping. He would have scored. And they just get Brito. The local fans brewing Lacey High School graduate and first base umpire, Connor Kroll, 3-1 on the putout.
He was out.
I thought so, too. And the inning is over. Two runs, two hits, no errors. One left, 2-0 Jersey Shore as we go to the second on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Sam Aldegary's been given a 2-0 lead as we hit the top half of the second inning. Jersey Shore getting the two runs and a ground out by Felix Reyes after an RBI single from Henry Mendez. Luklaus two hits in that first inning, one more than they had all of last night when they were one hit for the first time since 2022. Matt Suggs, Gavin Dugasin, Sammy Infante for the Blue Rocks here, Nationals affiliate. The first pitch from Aldegary is a curveball inside, ball one. Sam threw 24 pitches in that first inning. Gave up a walk and a single. Did pick up a pair of strikeouts. There's the 1-0. And a pop-up behind the plate, foul out of play. One ball and one strike on Matt Suggs. 217, one home run, nine RBIs for Suggs out of the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, where he went and his parents went. 1-1 outside. And it's two balls, one strike on Suggs. Jersey Shore, their home whites today. Swing and a miss, 2-2. And we'll make it in their road Braves. Blue Claws will wear the navy blues tomorrow. Big uniform switch. I know Tony was on top of that.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Fashion plate that I am.
They've been wearing the baby blues on Fridays, and the navy's on Wednesday. They flip those for the rest of the season. Wear the navy blues tomorrow on Friday. Fouled away by Suggs off the right out of play. And a count, two balls and two strikes. Top of the second, 2-0 Jersey Shore. These teams will play again in a few weeks. A split six-game series. That's in the Dirt of Slider, 3-2. So they'll play three games in Wilmington, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then three games here in Lakewood, July 4th, 5th, and 6th. And they do that so that every team can be home on either the 3rd or the 4th, because those are some of the best days of the season. Swing and a foul tip held by Disson. Strike three and one away. Three strikeouts for Sam Aldegary, who, as we said before, has struck out 10 batters in each of his last two starts, both five innings. One up, one down to the second for Gavin Dugas, national champion last year at LSU and a sixth-round pick of the Nationals last summer. Right-handed hitting first baseman, hitting 161.5 out of 31. Fastball, I guess, outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Well, maybe they called it low. It was a strike, it looked like, on the Hawkeye board. So 1-0 on Dugas. And the pitch by Sam. Fastball swing and a miss. Sam's brother plays in Italy. And Sam said that the Italian league is weekend league. He thought the rough equivalent would be about high A, maybe double A. In Italy, swinging a foul tip at home plate and a curveball, and the count is 1-2. We did an interview with Sam for Hook, Line, and Splitter, the Blue Claws podcast that I have to post. Did it actually a couple weeks ago, but been a little lax in that. My bad. But it's good. It's timeless. Fastball high, 2-2. You'll like it. I'll try to get it up tomorrow, maybe Saturday at the latest. And one of the cool things he talked about when I asked him about Orlando Munoz, the Blue Claws first base coach, and he said, oh yeah, big smile. He's a legend over there because he played and managed and coached there for about 20 years, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Disson of the count, three balls and two strikes.
An Italian baseball legend.
From Venezuela, of course.
Yeah, right.
He played six seasons in the minors, 15 years in Italy, won the Italian League MVP twice, did Munoz. Swinging a liner back toward the middle, past the backhand of Bergoglio, who was up near the bag at second. Base hit to center by Dugas. Second hit for Wilmington. That'll bring up third baseman Sammy Infante.
Yeah, Dugas should be able to hit. He was a big-time bat in LSU. Helped them to the national championship last year and did very well in low A before they recently promoted him here to high A Wilmington.
So here's Infante, 6 for 41 with Wilmington. One home run and three runs batted in. And that fastball is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Told you about Clearwater. They are underway and already down 1-0 to Tampa. Threshers have lost four in a row. They're two back of Lakeland in the FSL, Florida State League West, with a week left in the first half. Fastball inside, 1-1. They are trying to win the first half in the FSL West in back-to-back seasons. Of course, they did that last year with basically this team that you're watching tonight. The Blue Claws, most of these guys were with Clearwater last year. Popped up foul, right side, out of play. In fact, except for Aiden Miller, who had not yet been drafted, and Leandro Pineda, who was here, everybody else on the field right now with the Blue Claws was with the Threshers last season when they won the first half title, which they clinched about a week out. They won by 9 games. Fastball high distance, throws behind the runner at first, not in time. Good throw by Disson. We've seen him do that before, pick off runners at first from behind the plate, but that throw just a smidge late. Reading has Brandon Marsh in the lineup. Well, they're already down 3-0 to Portland. Matt Osterberg on the mound for Reading. Marsh is DHing and batting second. Curveball chopped to third. There is Brito, goes to Bergoglio. There's one on to first, in time, double play. Brito to Bergoglio to Reyes, 5-4-3 around the horn, and the side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. 2-0 Blue Claws, bottom two. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws coming to bat here in the bottom half of inning number two. They lead it 2-0. RBI single by Henry Mendez and a ground out to drive it a run by Felix Reyes in the bottom half of the first. Blue Claws a half game back of Greensboro entering the action tonight, and they're getting no help from Winston-Salem. Greensboro scored 3 in the first on a home run by Nick Cimillo, and Greensboro leading Winston-Salem 3-0 bottom of the third. After today, just 6 games left the first half. Bergoglio out in front of a curveball, swing and a miss, and the count 0-1. Riley Cornelio, who gave up 4 runs in 3 innings against the Blue Claws back in May, makes his second start of the year against Jersey Shore. Bergoglio over 2 last night, did walk twice at 275 on the year. Curveball inside, and the count 1-1. Homer 21 RBIs. The home run came on Saturday to key a big rally. Jersey Shore was down 5-0 in the eighth. They scored 4 in the eighth, 4 in the ninth to beat Greensboro in a huge win. Swing and a miss by William, the count 1-2. Bergoglio was hitting 145 on May 30th. And he's up to 275 now here on June the 13th. Troy Schreffler on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Line sharply to second. Pick nicely at a hop by Pena. Good play. And he throws the first to get William by a step.
So you know how after a season or a half a season, whatever it is over, you might look back at a game and say, if you don't win a division or a championship or whatever, you say, well, this is where we lost it because we lost that one game we should have won. Conversely, if the Blue Claws do win the first half this year, they will look back at that game that you mentioned where they scored 4 in the 8th.
Absolutely.
And rallied and then scored 4 in the 9th, and that was it.
Here's Troy Schreffler, drags a bunt foul behind the plate.
A game that could stand out in bold relief in the Blue Claws' favor when this first half is over. If they do win it and it's very close coming down the stretch, as it appears it will be, that would be the game that puts them over the top. If
and they that had, does transpire.
They had a game like that at the end of last year, too, about the same time, a week out. Fastball outside to Schreffler, and the count is one ball and one strike, or this year, I guess, a week and a half out. But the game on September 3rd last year, the Felix Reyes walk-off home
right,
run.
Right, sure.
1-1 pitch down and outside, a curveball, 2-1 on Trey. Did not play last night on Tuesday. He went 2-for-3. He hit two balls 100-plus miles an hour. One of them he lined into a 6-4 double play. One of them banged off the left center field wall for an RBI double. Fastball, bouncer up the middle. Mate, long run, gets there near the bag. Throws to first in time to get Schreffler. And Schreffler thought maybe Dugas came off the base, but no dice on that. Two down.
Nice play by Mate there.
Yeah, he's good shortstop.
A lot of range to his left.
So the game last year, Tony, was interesting because not only did the Blue Claws erase a three-run ninth-inning deficit in that game, but they had blown multi-run ninth-inning leads the two previous games right in the teeth of a pennant race. Three runs in the ninth on Friday and then five with two out of the ninth on Saturday before rallying in the ninth on Sunday. Disson takes a curveball outside and the count 1-0. The other amazing thing about that pennant race last year, the Blue Claws lost five games in the last 3 weeks of the half that they led in the ninth inning and still won the pennant. As Disson takes that one on the outside corner of the count 1-1. It was a crazy, crazy last few weeks of the season. And I always think you kind of appreciate the pennant race a little bit more in the second half because the end of the season is over. Swing and a miss by Disson. One ball and two strikes. You're into the pennant race, but it's still June 13th.
Yeah, right.
It just doesn't have quite the same feel, but I think next week in Brooklyn it will for sure. 2-0 Blue Claws. Disson in a grand slam on Tuesday. He's got six homers and 23 ribbies on the year. Did not play last night as Luis Caicudo got his first start with the Blue Claws. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan. Curveball, swing and a miss. Steady diet of breaking balls. Gets Disson. First strikeout for Cornelio. Blue Claws go in order 1-2-3 in the second. We head to the third. 2-0 Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun of Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head to the top half of the third inning. Jersey Shore 2 and Wilmington nothing. Sam Aldegary back out there. Jonathan Thomas, Philip Glasser, Vandell Pena, 9-1-2. Tonight's Blue Claws Charities community partner of the game, Resilient Minds on the front lines. We're joined by Michael Pellegrino. Michael, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Doing just fine. So here's Thomas. After this pitch, and here it is, fastball strike. Tell us about the organization. How did you start it?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. But we started it during the beginning of COVID.
Okay.
We were sitting at our kitchen table. And,
swing and a miss.
And one of the things that we were encountering is nobody knew what was going on at that time, beginning of COVID. And, for us, it was all about wanting to get a positive message out there. And that positive message was 15 minutes of hope in a world turned upside down.
0-2 pitches outside of the count. One ball, two strikes. So designed for first responders and military personnel.
Yeah, we designed it first for that, but it became such more than that because there's not one person.
Swing and a miss. Slider got him, strike three. All the Gary's fan, four, one away in the third.
And with that, we found that, you know, when we built the curriculum, our, you know, our Resilient Minds family, our subject matter experts and our docs, what we found was that this translates into anything and anybody. So there's not one person that couldn't benefit from resiliency and the curriculum.
Here's Philip Glasser, fastball strike. When you say curriculum, what kinds of things do you mean?
Our subject matter experts and our docs develop the curriculum based off of positive psychology.
Breaking ball strike.
And basically what that is what we do is we go into the classroom and we facilitate lessons on when you hit that spiral in life, how you can catch yourself catching yourself and be able to bounce back from adversity.
0-2 pitch. Glasser chases a breaking ball, swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Five now for Aldegary, including two in the inning, and that'll bring up Pena with two out and nobody on. Michael Pellegrino, our guest, Resilient Minds on the front lines. The website is resilientminds.us.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously when we were going through COVID and we produced during that time.
Takes a curveball for a strike. Good.
During that time, we produced 34 webcasts. And then we didn't realize that we were going to hit 76 countries as well, too. It was all 50 states. So
breaking ball inside. Slider misses, one and one.
With that, we knew that we needed to do more. And doing more, this is what we developed. And people a lot smarter than D and I.
Fastball high, two and one. D's your wife and yes. Partner in the organization. Yes.
Yeah, so I look at her and I say, okay. Yeah, and then we looked at each other and said, okay, we need to do something more. And I told her we needed to sell our house.
Curveball inside, ball three.
And she looked at me and thought I was crazy. But I said, if we're going to finance this project, we have to, this is what we have to do. So we wound up selling our house, some of our other assets and everything.
Grounded to third. Right there is Brito. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws the first in time to get Pena by a step and retire the side. We'll keep it through the break here with Michael. 1-2-3 inning. Go ahead.
Yeah, so.
2-0 Blue Claws, bottom third. Good.
We looked at that and said, you know, everybody thought we were kind of crazy for doing that, but we lived in our garage apartment for a little bit, about 400 square feet, and her and I financed this whole project ourselves, and it's become a passion project, and right now her and I are going to do whatever we can to help as many people across the country. But
and you've traveled around the country, right, doing trainings and kind of spreading your message.
Yes, and now that we have about 75 facilitators throughout the country, and they facilitate for us, and they're part of our Resilient Minds family, and we really, really have, we wouldn't be where we are today without our family, without our Resilient Minds family.
And you do trainings for regular businesses, right?
Businesses.
I know you said it started first responders military, yeah. But it's expanded beyond that.
Expanded so much beyond that.
How can, so, if an organization is interested in finding out more or doing a training?
Yeah, I would just suggest them come to our website. They can send us an email at info@resilientminds.us. Yeah, info@resilientminds.us, and that somebody will come and get back to them very quickly, one of our exec staffs. But, you know, we're here, and our hope is to do this for a very long time.
You wrote a book, right? Hey, yeah. We'll just keep you here. Stay around. Good. Stay around.
Sure.
Here's Justin Crawford. And Michael's a huge Phillies fan.
Huge. Yeah.
So we'll get to that when there's two outs, but I want to talk about this organization. So here's Justin Crawford, who grounded out his first time. He'll be followed by Aiden Miller and Leandro Pineda, top of the order for the Blue Claws, who lead it 2-0. Mendez, an RBI single. Reyes, an RBI ground out. Infante way in at third, a guard against the bunt, and the first baseman Dugas is even with the bag. Crawford, a left-handed hitter, grounded out to first base his first time. Swings to the first pitch here and drives it foul down the left field line. Nothing and one. Have you seen, I know you haven't seen Miller who just got here. Have you seen Crawford either last year or this year?
No. Yes, I actually just met him in the dugout.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Crawford really and Miller.
Nice. Here's a little blooper in a shallow left field. Cutting over Glasser, the left fielder, into the gap. And makes the catch, one away. Both really nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would recommend, if you haven't, for you and for anybody, go to NBC Sports Philadelphia on their website. And they were here on Tuesday and did a little nice piece with Crawford and Miller, the two first-round picks. Mm-hmm. And they're doing another extended piece with that content that is going to air on Philly's Clubhouse. I think he told me next week.
Oh,
here's,
wow.
Here's, yeah, so it'll be cool. Here's Miller, who walked his first time and scored, and he takes a strike. Miller 0 for 6 with Jersey Shore, but has walked three times. So the website is resilientminds.us, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Cornelio to the line for the 0-1, and a breaking ball is low. You said you had about 75 trainers, facilitators. How did you find them? How did they find you?
Yeah, well, we handpicked a couple of them, and then obviously as we do the classes throughout the country.
Fastball outside to Miller with a count 2-1.
Everybody kind of, you know, wanted to get on board. So what they have to go through to become a facilitator for us is they have to go through a vigorous three-tier process.
Okay.
Because our brand is not just teaching PowerPoints.
Swing and a miss by Miller, 2-2.
Our brand is a lot more than that. We are, you know, we really connect the head with the heart.
And you and Dee just wrote this all from your coffee table during COVID?
No, we were the ones who came up with the idea, but we have people a lot smarter than us. Our docs, our subject matter experts, and you know they're the ones who
2-2 is high. Good eye, did not miss by much, and a count full on Miller, who does not chase anything, at least based on the 9 plate appearances that we've seen have this week. This is the 10th. 3-2, one out, nobody on. Wind blowing out towards left. And Cornelio's pitch, fastball, hit in the air to center. Pretty well. Thomas back towards left center. Front of the track, he's there. And puts it away for out number 2. Miller gave it a ride, but comes up a little short. 2 up, 2 down in the third. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so we were sitting at our kitchen table, and this was, you know, an idea. So that weekend was the first weekend of lockdown, and we started reaching out to a lot of people all over the country, people that I had met. Definitely a lot smarter than D and I. And we
said. Pineda skies one in the air towards right field. Not deep. Lyle started back. Now he has to race in. Long run. He won't get there. And it dunks in a base hit. Pineda got it off the end of the bat. It fooled Dalen Lyle, the right fielder. He took a step back. But Pineda got it off the end of the bat. Didn't have much on it. And it lands in front of him in shallow right center. So a bloop single for Leandro is 2-for-2. And that'll bring up Henry Mendez with 2 out.
So, yeah, I'm in the process of writing my second book, co-authoring it with 29 others. So I'm real excited about
nice.
That as well.
What's
too.
The first one called?
The first one is Crisis Equals Opportunity. Crisis being the pandemic, and opportunity was, you know, that opportunity to...
Mendez takes a strike of the inside corner, another good one.
To really bring resilient minds into life and make it breathe, make a living thing, and... If it wasn't for the Resilient Minds family, this would just have been an idea. So.
It's an amazing organization. Dee's told me all about it, and you guys should be really proud. It's fantastic. Great to have you tonight. Here's the 0-1 to Mendez. Weak swing at a breaking ball. The count is nothing and two.
Yeah, and again, it's for us, it's all about now we're just, we have a really good head of steam, and now we're trying to build upon that, scale it, and bring this into a whole virtual component, which we're going to be able to offer probably in the next month or two.
Fastball outside. That means doing the trainings.
Virtually.
Zoom, whatever.
Yeah, we would be able. We've already filmed all our subject matter experts and our docs actually teaching the curriculum. And then now what we're going to do is we're going to break that into 10-minute segments, and we're going to have a whole...
Mendez takes low 2-2.
A whole platform that we're going to have that on as well, too, so that people can buy, you know, people that can purchase that. Companies, you know, because,
yeah.
Again, we live in a virtual world.
We do. ResilientMinds.us is the website. Mendez leads off. Pineda leads off first. 2-2 on Mendez with the RBI single in the first inning. And that one is just low, a slider. And a good eye there by Henry. So 3-2. That'll start Pineda with two down. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, pointing over there to let Henry know that, or rather let Pineda know he'll be going. 3-2, two out. Dugas backs up behind Pineda. Mendez, a left-handed hitter. And Pineda darts off the bag there. He goes, pitches, chops softly to second for Pena. Backhands it and tosses to first side, retired. Michael Pellegrino, Resilient Minds on the front lines. Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to have you up here tonight. Thank Keep you. Up the great work and go enjoy the game.
Thank you so
and
much,
tell,
Greg.
And tell Dee to come up and say hello.
I definitely will.
No runs, I one hit, will. And one left. 2-0 Jersey Shore to the fourth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Top of the fourth, Sam Aldegary so far so good. He's got a 2-0 lead. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. No runs, two hits, no errors for Wilmington, which will send up 3, 4, and 5 against the Italian Stallion here to begin the top of the fourth inning. And it's Dalen Lyle. He takes a called strike. It's 0-1. 5 Ks for Aldegary and 1 walk. And Lyle takes wide for a ball. 279, 3 home runs, 21 runs batted in for the Washington Nationals' number 7 prospect. He walked in the first inning. Left-hand batter. And the pitch to him is fouled away to the left side. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. He'll be followed by Kevin Mahdi and then Jeremy De La Rosa. And the pitch to him is fouled back up this way. It sails over our heads. The count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldegary kicks and a lefty deals. Here's a swing and a miss of the ball in the dirt. Strike 3. That is 6 Ks now for Aldegary. And that's 1 out here in the top of the fourth inning.
And that's 24 strikeouts by Blue Claws pitchers in the last 13 innings, or 12 and a third innings, after they struck out 18 last night. Obviously, most of those, 14 by Gene Cabrera.
Faces Mahdi. The pitch to him is on the knees. 0-1. Aldegary, now with 71 strikeouts, began the night fourth in the salary league in Ks. Called strike. It's 0-2 on Mahdi, the Nationals' number 19 prospect. And he singled his first at bat. Aldegary kicks and delivers. Check swing low, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. On Meadow, who came over from the Cubs and immediately became a top 20 prospect in the national system. Swinging a foul right side, and the count holds at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeremy De La Rosa is in the on-deck circle. And the bat boy brings out a host of new baseballs and hands them to plate umpire Jamal Allen. Altigeri has one that he's working on right now and deals one and two, swinging a high fly ball to center straight away. There's Crawford now loping in, waiting, two down. So two outs, nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Luklaus out in front, 2-0. Keep an eye on that Greensboro score, and it's 4-0 now. The Grasshoppers, Greensboro out in front, as Winston-Salem bats in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeremy De La Rosa had a key hit last night, his second inning double. Here he takes inside, touched off a two-run flurry, and as it turned out, Wilmington never looked back. Aldeguera to the plate, check swing, he went. And it's...
No, he did not go,
huh?
I mean, he might have went,
but they didn't call it.
Yeah.
They didn't call a went. And it's two balls and one strike. Two balls and no strikes, excuse me. Aldeguera deals. Definitely went after that one. And did not connect. And it's two balls and one strike now. De La Rosa at 185, two homers and 11 runs batted in. This is his 16th game with the Blue Rocks. They come in tonight in last place in the division. And that ball, it's as bad as it sails inside. De La Rosa said it might have been hit, but the ball, it is ruled to have hit the bat. I thought it did hit the
bat. Here comes Mario Lisson to argue that. He's asking his player, who said it hit him in the hand.
Right, yeah.
Now he's arguing with Jamal Allen, who 24 hours ago threw Mario out of the game.
Yeah.
And now they're checking out the evidence, seeing if there's a bruise or something on his hand. And Jamal Allen unmoved.
Apparently, he was not bruised enough because he's still at the plate. Is De La Rosa. 185, two homers on 11 runs batted in his 16th game with Wilmington, takes wide. And the count is three balls on two strikes. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Luklaus in front, 2-0. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, blew him away with a fastball at 93. And that is the seventh strikeout for Aldeguera. And then retires the side. Nothing across for Wilmington in the fourth. Bottom half coming up. It's 2-0 Jersey Shore on MLB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
We got the bottom of the fourth inning here in Shoretown. It's 2-0. Blue Claws out in front. Looks like they're going to need a win tonight to remain a half game back of Greensboro, which is a 4-0 leader currently on at Winston-Salem in the fourth inning. Kelix Reyes leading off, takes a called strike from right-hander Ricky Cornelio, seventh rounder 2022. 24-year-old out of Texas Christian. Toes the rubber and pitches outside for a ball. 2022 at TCU, he went 4-5 with a 4.68 ERA. Spent 3 years at Texas Christian. And delivers. Reyes swings and pops in the mall high in the air behind the plate. There might be a play for Suggs. There is. He's staggering around, reaches out, and makes the play in foul ground to the left of the plate. He came back, had to reverse his field, so to speak. And he's smiling now. He still stayed with it for out number one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 24 games, 3 years at TCU. Cornelio went 6-6 with a 4.27 earned run average. And he works on Eric Brito, who shows bunt and dribbles it foul off to the left. It's nothing and one on Brito. His longest outing this year, Cornelio, 5 2/3 back on May the 2nd at Hudson Valley. May the 10th at Jersey Shore, he only lasted 3 innings, gave up 7 hits and 4 earned runs in a 7-3 Blue Claws win. Jordan Disson had the double off him in that ball game. Count now is 1-1 on Eric, who grounded out his first time up. The pitch to Brito, swings and fists one down the right field line. Foul, first baseman goes into a slide near the netting, can't make the play. A dogged effort by Dugas over there.
Slipped too soon, I think.
And indeed may have. And Brito is still alive. It's no play is to call. And he'll stand back in here with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Brito calls time and steps out. Infante at third, Mate at short, Peña at second, Dugas at first. The infield defensive alignment for Wilmington. And the 1-2. Swinging the chopper to third. Infante has it, steps, rifles it across. And that's two up and two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
So, Tony, Clearwater down 3-2 there in the bottom of the second inning of their game, which was delayed by rain against Tampa. Clearwater two back of Lakeland coming into tonight. Lakeland got rained out. They were supposed to play a doubleheader at Fort Myers. So because of that, they're not going to play all six of their games this week because you can't play three doubleheaders in 4 days, or three doubleheaders in 3 days.
William Berguia takes ball one.
As they would have had to have done. So they will only play five of the six.
And takes inside ball two, 2-0. Berguia, who is at 145 for an average after April 30th, is now at 273, having gone 35 for 98. Since then, taps a foul, first base side.
I guess that's good for Clearwater in a way because they can't break a tie anyway, but they still have to make up the two games.
Berguia had his first professional home run over the weekend. There's high and away, and it's 3-1 down at Greensboro. Came in his 413th professional at bat. Just 19 years old, will be 20 in October. And the 3-1 pitch from the TCU product is high, ball four. So a two-out walk allows Berguia to reach. We'll see if he'll take off here. He's stolen 8 bases this year, been caught 3 times, has 12 in his 3-year career. And running against the catchers, either Suggs tonight or Romero from Wilmington, has certainly not been productive for Jersey Shore. They've been very good behind the plate.
2-9 Claus are in seven games trying to steal bases off against Wilmington.
And they're the team that depends a lot on running. They've stolen fourth most bases in the Sally League. Swinging the ball ahead, foul. Out of play. 87 for 109 before tonight. Fourth most in the Sally League. Crawford the leader in that department with 20. Followed by Boyd with 12. Marion Boyd not in the lineup tonight. Troy Schreffler, the Maryland product. Nothing in one. And he bangs one foul down the third baseline. You know, I'm surprised that Bull did not point.
I was just going to say that.
Anything that's anywhere remotely near the bag, he usually signals foul. But
Brandon Morse is 2 for 3 with two singles in his rehab appearance with Double A Reading, who trails Portland 4-1. Enric Nava getting the start and has a base hit for one.
Schreffler out of the University of Maryland, where he had a tremendous year 2 years ago, leading to the Phillies drafting him. Here's the pitch to Troy. Swinging a little topper slowly towards short. Charged by Mata. He's got it. Guns it to first just in time to get Schreffler, who can run well. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. We go to the fifth here in Shorttown. And Blue Claws remain ahead. 2-0 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shorttown, Lakewood, New Jersey. Top of the fifth inning, Blue Claws out in front of Wilmington 2-0. Al DeGarry, the lefty, has allowed two hits, has struck out seven, faces UNC Wilmington product Matt Suggs. And the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Suggs struck out his first time up. Al DeGarry's 7 Ks tonight, 3 off his career high. And deals, and here's one hit high and deep to left, but Schreffler, I believe, has a beat on it. He does. He's shy of the track, reaches up, and makes the play. And that's one down here in the top of the fifth inning. Al DeGarry struck at a career high 10 over 5 scoreless innings April 25th at Aberdeen. There is Glasser, the Indiana product, who has grounded out and struck out. And the pitch to him is across for a strike. Glasser, who transferred from Youngstown State to Indiana. And takes a ball. It's one ball and one strike. He was second all Big Ten before being drafted by the Nats in 2023. Second team all Big Ten. Inside corner for a strike, 1-2. He was the highest Indiana shortstop drafted since 1997 when the Nats picked him. was a leadoff hitter for the Hoosiers. He dribbles one foul to the right of the plate. In 2023 at Indiana, batted 357 with 7 home runs, 46 runs batted in.
Talking about Glasser?
Glasser, yeah. He was a good...
Yeah, he's had a good year. Dugas won the national. He's up now at the... Right. Won the national title with LSU.
Yeah, Dugas is the hitter now. And he's out of LSU, as Greg notes. And the count on him is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, they've got a lot of players on this team who have excellent collegiate credentials, including Dugas, a national champion. The pitch to him swung on, hit high to left. Schreffler loping over, a little bit toward the line. He's waiting, reaches up, and he's got it. And that's 2 gone. As Dugas is retired. That brings up Infante. Sammy Infante. Competitive balance pick in 2020. And his 13th game is 6 for 42 thus far. With Wilmington, takes a called strike. And the pitch to him, fishes at a breaking ball. And it's nothing in 2. Now the Gary looking for a third consecutive 1-2-3 inning. The lefty to the plate. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball is dropped. Tag is applied. A strikeout for Aldegary. And the side is retired. Nothing doing for Wilmington in the fifth. Bottom half upcoming. Jersey Shore continues to lead at 2-0 on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue...
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Shoretown, 2-0 Jersey Shore, 9-1-2 for the Blue Claws. Country Jordan Disson, who struck out his first at bat, leads off. This is his 38th game, hitting just a shade under 200, and looks at a strike. But he's got 6 home runs now, 2 this week, including that grand slam on Tuesday night that propelled the Blue Claws in front and on to the win. Takes outside. Told me it was a first ball fastball. Chatted with him actually last night about that. And he certainly did not miss it. He's got 6 home runs now on the season, 23 ribbies. Swing and a miss, big cut. So he went from University of Richmond, where he didn't play a whole lot, to Saddleback Junior College in California, where he hit .393 with 4 homers and 47 runs batted in. And that drew the attention of the major leaguers, and the Phillies drafted him. Here he bounces one toward the middle. The second baseman has it just off the bag and makes the play to retire Disson, and that's one away here in the top, excuse me, the bottom of the fifth inning. He had to actually cross over the bag to the left. And Pena made the play for the out. Here's Justin Crawford, who is 0 for 2. Bounced out and flew out tonight. Justin at 284, four homers, 24 runs batted in. For Crawford, the Phillies' fourth-ranked prospect and their first-round pick in 2022. A bit to Justin, swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Ricky Cornelia gave up two runs on two hits in the first inning and has blanked the Blue Claws since. They only have one base hit since that first inning. And the pitch to Crawford, he fouls it at the plate. It's one and two.
Blue Claws got to Riley Cornelio in May, four runs in three innings, but not as much tonight.
Aiden Miller on deck. You have the Phillies top picks in the draft back-to-back here at the top of the lineup. The 22 pick in Crawford, the 23 pick in Miller. And the pitch to Justin, he swings and fouls another one at the plate. And the count holds at one and two. So Crawford hit a grand slam because of it three over recent days. And Crawford said it was his second career slam as a professional. He hit one last year for Clearwater against Lakeland. The count now is one and two on the speedy left-hand hitter. He takes low and away, and it's two balls and two strikes.
He makes his home runs count, by the way. There are guys that have go whole careers without hitting a grand slam. He has two grand slams on seven career home runs.
Overall, he has four this year, four home runs. Here's the full motion windup. The 2-2 is a let-up line to left field, a base hit. And Crawford is aboard with one out. And whenever Crawford, or Boyd, who is not in the lineup tonight, is on base, immediately you think, well, is he going to take off? Let's see if he does. He's got 20 steals. He's been thrown out six times. This year he has 77 in his career, which is still in its infancy.
Tied for sixth in the league right now at 20-11 behind Matt Edsall of Aberdeen and Chandler Simpson of Bowling Green.
So here's Aiden Miller. The pitch to him. Fastball, strike called. It's nothing one. Miller had a long drive to center his first time up. I thought it had a chance when it left the bat. But it sort of died out there, and Jonathan Thomas caught it as he neared the warning track. Here's the stretch. Crawford is going. The pitch is swung on the miss. Here's a throw to second. It's wide. It's a stolen base. Here's number 21 for Justin Suggs, who has been very good at throwing out Jersey Shore base runners, along with his counterpart Romero in this series thus far this year between the teams. Unable to get Crawford that time. And Justin in scoring position now with one away. 0-2 count on Aiden Miller. Aiden has walked and hit that long fly to center. 0 for 7 thus far with Jersey Shore. The 0-2, fastball high and outside. Miller does have a very good eye. Just turned 20 years old on Sunday, the day he got the word that he was coming to Jersey Shore.
With Clearwater, he drew 26 walks and 182 plate appearances.
Throw behind the runner at second, not in time. Crawford dives back in.
Which is excellent. And generally anything above 10-11% is very good.
Yeah, I had fun talking with him last night. Anybody that chats with him remarks, what a great kid he is. Great young man. One ball, two strikes on Miller. Crawford at second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Miller did a little bit of chasing that time. That's two away and the second strikeout for Cornelio. Brings up Leandro Pineda, who after having his 15-game hit streak snapped last night, has two base hits to right field tonight. So Crawford at second with two down. And the pitch to Pineda inside. Coming up with the sixth inning, the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insurance business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation and employee benefits, and personal service. 1-0 to Pineda. Crawford at second. Swings and hits one through the left side of base hit. Here's Crawford racing around third. Here's the throw. It's cut off. Pineda digging for second. The throw there is in time. Pineda is out, but it's an RBI single for Leandro. His 41st run batted in of the season. And it gives the Blue Claws a 3-0 lead now after five innings. Here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Sam Aldegheri has a 3-0 lead. Blue Claws up as we go to the sixth inning, and Sam has allowed just two hits so far tonight. Claws have five hits of their own, three of them by Leandro Pineda. So Jersey Shore 3 and Wilmington nothing. We start the top of the sixth. Aldegheri's retired 10 in a row, and he struck out 8 on the night. Fastball high to Jonathan Thomas, and the count is 1-0. Aldegheri, the lefty from Verona, Italy, trying to get through six innings for the fifth time this season. And he's two strikeouts away from striking out double digits for a third straight start. Here's a high fly ball to center. Pretty well hit, but that'll hang up for Crawford back towards the track. And 10 feet in front of the track to the 400-foot sign, puts it away. One up and one down, 11 in a row for Aldegheri, looking for his fifth win of the year.
Greg, let's start the out-of-town scoreboard for you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Greensboro continues to lead Winston-Salem as we check the Sally League scores 4-0, going to the bottom of the sixth in Winston-Salem. Greensboro a half game ahead of Jersey Shore.
First pitch inside. Ooh. Hit Glasser in the hand, and he'll go to first base. There was that ball to De La Rosa earlier where, or they say that was a foul ball too. Here comes Mario Lissin. He said first base, right? Jamal Allen pointed to first base. Remember, there was the ball earlier that hit, I believe it was De La Rosa, or at least he thought in the hand. And they argued it, and now they're going to say, they did say it hit the bat. Or they say he swung. Oh, no, Connor Carroll put his hand up. They said he swung. Poor Mario. Who got ejected last night, arguing a transfer call at home plate. And now they're checking on Glasser, who's had an excellent season. They would hate to lose him. He's hitting 331. Listen is out there with the trainer, Kirby Kraft, checking on Glasser. So I think they established that he got hit in the hand and not the bat, as they said happened to De La Rosa earlier in the game. But they said he swung at the pitch, so he will stay in there with one out and a no ball, one strike count.
On the Salad League scoreboard, Hudson Valley, which is game and a half behind Jersey Shore in third place, coming on like American Pharoah on the outside, Greg.
He would go to the lead. Breaking ball down and outside of the count, one and one on Glasser.
They could go to the lead. You never. They're right in there. 5-3, they lead Brooklyn. And that ball game is in the bottom of the sixth now, up in.
Fastball high, 2-1. Brooklyn looks like they've kind of run out of steam.
Yeah.
And that might be okay for the Blue Claws, who will finish the first half in Brooklyn next week. 2-1 on Glasser. And a curveball from Aldegary in there for a call strike.
On the Phillies affiliate scoreboard, Clearwater trails Tampa 3-2, bottom of the fourth inning in Clearwater. Threshers really need a win to hang in the race there.
Fouled off by Glasser to the left, and the count is 2-2.
Lehigh Valley trails Syracuse, the Mets affiliate 7-2, bottom of the seventh in Syracuse. Portland Sea Dogs lead Reading 4-3.
Chopper to second for Bergoglio. Waits on it, plays the hop glove sign, throws the first two down.
That ball game in the top of the sixth inning in Reading. Fighting fills with all sorts of former Blue Claws in that ball game. Kate Fergus is 1-3. Brandon Marsh, not a former Blue Claw, but of course he's on rehab from the Phillies. 2-3 in that ball game. Carlos De La Cruz is 1-3. Otto Kemp is 0-2. Kendall Simmons is 1-2.
Here's Pena, and a curveball is low.
Ethan Wilson is 0-2 with a run scored. And Andrick Nava behind the plate is 1-1.
So Aldegary trying to get through six for the fifth time this year. Misses outside a fastball, 2-0. Threw 24 pitches, Tony, in the first inning. So it was no guarantee that he was going to be able to do that. He's up to 90 pitches now. And here's the 2-0. It's a fastball, high ball, 3. Nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. Winston-Salem did get a run. They now trail 4-1. Going to the seventh against Greensboro. Blue Claws a half game behind Greensboro, the SAL North. 3-0 on Pena. 2-out, nobody on. Fastball strike.
Florida Complex League Phillies beat the Tigers today, 8-2. The FCL Phils are 17-11. And the Dominican Phillies Red lost to the Yankee Bombers, 12-7.
That's what they're called?
That's what they're called.
Not, not blue and white?
NYY Bombers.
What's their other team? Here's the 3-1. That one in there for a called strike, 3-2.
As the great Casey Stengel used to say, we can look that up.
3-2 on Pena. Aldegary rocks and deals in the dirt. And that one, a breaking ball that bounces past Disson for ball 4. So that's the first Wilmington base runner since there was one out of the second inning when Sammy Infante grounded into a double play. Snaps a stretch of 12 in a row set aside by Sam, and his second walk of the game.
So from what I see, in the FCL, the Yankees have just one team?
They have the DSL Yankees and
DSL. You know what? I'm looking at the FCL. I'm sorry.
They have the DSL Yankees the DSL Bombers. They only have one FCL
team. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, and the Blue Claws are going to get somebody up in their bullpen down the line in right field. Jersey Shore, a 3-0 lead here over Wilmington. Aldegary pitching in his last inning. He's up to 95 pitches. But, Tony, another tremendous outing for the Southpaw.
Oh, for sure.
He will not get to, well, I guess technically he could, but unlikely, that he will get to 10 strikeouts tonight. Obviously, you get the strikeout wild pitch, but nobody wants that. They will get the 10, but he struck out 28 batters in his last three starts, covering 15 and two-thirds innings of work. It's a right-hander for the Blue Claws, and I believe that is Gunnar Mayer, who is loosening up for what will be his first appearance of the week. Gunner's had a really good year since moving to the bullpen this season. So two-out runner at first. The batter is a dangerous left-handed hitter in Daylon Lyle. And the first pitch, a breaking ball, dribbled foul behind home plate. No balls, one strike on Lyle. Blue Claws will have Henry Mendez, Felix Reyes, and Eric Brito coming up in the bottom half of the sixth. Aldegheri set at the belt. And the 0-1 is a curveball down and outside. One ball and one strike. Verona, Italy. Maybe someday, Tony. Romeo, Juliet, and Aldegheri. 1-1 on Daylen Lyle.
Hope it has a better ending.
And the pitch just swung on and missed. Fastball. And the count is 1-2. Sam, as we said before, trying to become the first Italian born and raised pitcher to ever reach the big leagues, and I wouldn't bet against him. Trying to finish off six shutout innings here. Runner at first and two men down. Aldegheri from the belt, the 1-2. First, he throws over to check on Pena. Lefty against the lefty. Lyle, a second-round pick 3 years ago. Aldegheri from the stretch. Here it comes. Curveball pulled on the ground. Foul up first. And the count is one ball and two strikes.
Goodness. Red Sox now lead the Phillies 8-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Phillies have cut a 4-0 deficit down to a run.
Here's the 100th pitch for Aldegheri. And the 1-2, check swing ball in the dirt. Did he go? They throw to second anyway. The tag is not in time, but he may have swung. That's what Jordan Disson wants to know. Now they appeal, and the base umpire, Connor Crowell, says no, he did not. And the count 2-2. I thought he did personally, but I guess not. So the count remains 2-2. So now, Tony, six Sally League starting pitchers have thrown 100 pitches in a game, and all six times it's happened, it's been a Blue Claw. This is the third time for Aldegheri. Gene Cabrera has done it twice, including yesterday, and Fosnot did it last night. Here's the 2-2 to Daylen Lyle. The pitch is breaking ball high, or fastball high, and the count full at three balls and two strikes. Gunner about ready in the pen. Aldegheri wants to finish this one in style. Set at the belt. And the 3-2 with a runner at second. Swinging a pop-up foul over our heads and back out of play. And Tony had 103 pitches. I kind of think this will be the last batter for Aldegheri.
Yeah.
But his third time getting to 100 pitches. Remember, this was a pitcher who, you know, only threw about 35 innings in his first two professional seasons. So, you know, he's been durable these last 2 years. He's had a tremendous season. 3-2, set at the belt. Runner at second, 3-0 Claws. Top of the sixth, Aldegheri's pitch is swung on and missed. He got him on a breaking ball. Strike three, and the inning is over. Six scoreless, nine strikeouts for Aldegheri. And Sam Aldegheri on Cora una volta stupendo. 3-0 Blue Claws, bottom six, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Blue Claws have a 3-0 lead. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and a tremendous outing in the books here for Sam Aldegary. 103 pitches, 6 scoreless, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. And Tony, fair to say that it could be his last Shoretown ballpark outing in his career. Wouldn't shock anybody. Here's Mendez, and he takes a fastball in there for a strike. I think the Blue Claws certainly do hope, though, that it won't be his last Blue Claws outing, because he would be lined up to pitch the last game of the first half right. A week from tonight in Brooklyn, a game that might well decide a postseason berth. Mendez lines one up, third, fair ball, base hit, and it rolls down into the left field corner. Henry around first on his way to second. Dug out there by Glasser, who plays it back into third. It's a double for Mendez, and the Blue Claws have the leadoff man at second here in the sixth inning.
Well, Mendez now with 2 hits tonight. He's another one of the Blue Claws that we hope will continue to pick up the slack with the promotions of Otto Kemp and Andrick Nava to Redding. And they've got him right in there in the number 4 spot in the batting order. And there's a player here the Blue Claws definitely hope will start to unleash some power in.
Felix Reyes, who's over 2 tonight, did have an RBI on a ground out back in the first inning. Pitched by Riley Cornelio, who's in his sixth inning of work. There's a breaking ball, low, 1 ball, and no strikes. This will be his last inning. Wilmington has action up in their pen down the line and left. Gunnar Mayer ready to go. He'll come on for the seventh inning for Jersey Shore after all the Gary's tremendous outing. 1-0, and that's a strike on the outside corner. Took something off, 1-1 on Felix. Eric Brito and William Bergoya, the next two, as Jersey Shore tries to tack onto this 3-0 lead. But Tony, you really can't ask for more than what the Blue Claws have gotten in this series from their starting right. pitchers. Reyes chases one down and outside, 1-2. Mitch Newborn threw 4 scoreless with 6 strikeouts on Tuesday. Gene Cabrera was charged with 3 runs, but 3 earned runs, 4 total. But he was a little unlucky to allow that many. Struck out 14, and then Aldegary with 9 strikeouts. That one in the dirt, blocked by Suggs, and it's 2-2. Eric Brito is on deck. Reyes, 13 ribbies, 1 home run. The home run came back on April 9th in the 4th game of the season down in Hickory, but he does have real power. 9 with Clearwater and 1 with the Blue Claws last season. Awaiting the 2-2 here from Riley Cornelio. 3-0 Jersey Shore, batting bottom of the 6th. And the pitch is swung on him. It's chased a breaking ball, strike 3. And that is out number 1. Third strikeout for Cornelio. That'll bring up Brito. Blue Claws a half game behind Greensboro. Winston-Salem is hosting Greensboro, and they have scored 1 run tonight. They trail 4-1. They have a runner on first with 1 out in the bottom half of the 7th. Here is Brito, and that one is outside. And Tony, what was the... pull that up for you here. The Hudson Valley score. They're only 2 back of Brooklyn. Yeah,
they're up now 6-3.
Sorry, they're 2 back of Greensboro, right. Game and a half back of the Blue Claws. And that's not an outside. 2 balls, no strikes on Brito. Hudson Valley 6-3. They lead Brooklyn. So they will be in Greensboro next week. Blue Claws will be in Brooklyn for 6 games. Final 3 of the first half, and then next Friday, the first 3 of the second half. Second half begins a week from tomorrow. Brito takes right down the middle, 2-1.
So ideally for the Blue Claws, if they're not in first place, you hope, they're in second, but the Hudson Valley is still within range of the division title so that they have a lot to play for when they go down to Greensboro.
Yeah. You can't split three, though. I mean, look, if you're the Blue Claws, you want to put yourself in a position where you don't have to sweep the Brooklyn right. series because – or I'm talking – not sweep the series, sweep the half, but sweep right. the three. Right. Just because, you know, it's tough to win three in a row against anybody. Yeah, I realize the Blue Claws just won four in a row against Greensboro. 2-1 on Brito, and he pops one up, foul behind the plate out of play. You know, I think ideally – I mean, ideally, you win all your games, go down there in first place. That ball bounced down to the seats below, and somebody made a nice catch. 2-2 on Eric, and 266 on the season. He steps out. Time is called.
So for the Blue Claws, a key run out there. I mean, they're out in front 3-0, but they... And a runner at second with nobody out. You want to get him in. One out now.
Brito's been with the Blue Claws for 1 year today, June 13th. And he fouls one back. Do you remember the four players that came up together? Brito and Gabriel Rincones Jr.
Rincones, sure.
Wesley Moore and Jack Downs on June 13th of last year.
And they all were key contributors.
Yeah, absolutely. Two balls, two strikes on Brito. Rincones and Moore now at ready. That one in the dirt gets by Suggs back to the screen. Down to third goes Henry Mendez on a wild pitch. And I think Wilmington will now have to bring the infield in. It is, that was quite a day of moves. To get those four.
That was a U-Haul. Yeah. It really was.
They had already gotten Kirkering and Caleb Ricketts a month prior, and then everybody else came a little bit later. 3-2 on Brito, and that one dribble foul behind the plate. Kirkering and Ricketts came in early May, second week of May. Of course, Kirkering was gone by July 6th, and now in the big leagues where he is thriving. Ricketts in Reading, but he was just placed on the injured list today, so hopefully he won't be out too long. 3-2 on Eric Brito. And here's the pitch. Line sharply, base hit past the lunge of Mane out of the left center for a base hit. Mendez in to score. It's a ribby single for Eric Brito, and the Blue Claws have a 4-0 lead.
It looked from here as if Cornelius was trying to get a breaking ball for Brito to bite at, and he certainly did bite at it. He took a chunk out of it and lined it in the left field.
98.9 off the bat there for Brito as he picks up his 16th run batted in of the season and gives the Blue Claws a 4-0 lead and chases Riley Cornelio from the ballgame. He hung in there pretty well, but gave up one in the fifth and now one in the sixth, and Brito aboard. So call the bullpen for Wilmington with the Blue Claws leading it 4-0 is brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank Mobile Banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks and accounts, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at Provident.bank. So, Cornelio's day is over, and he goes 5 1/3. He allows four runs so far. He's responsible for Brito. 7 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 3. And the new pitcher for Wilmington is Brendan Collins, who will make his first appearance of the series. Gunnar Mayer will pitch the top of the seventh for Jersey Shore. He was throwing in all the Gary's last inning there in the top of the sixth. Collins is a 24-year-old from UNC Greensboro, 17th round pick in 2021. This year with Wilmington, 1-2 with a 4.63. ERA in 18 games, 23 innings, 27 hits. He's walked 14, and he struck out 32. Aldegary, by the way, 6 innings, no runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. And he'll leave in line for what should be his 5th win of the season.
They've gone to the top of the 8th now at Winston-Salem. Greensboro still leads 4-1. Meanwhile, top of the 7th at Hudson Valley. Brooklyn has scored a run. They have the bases loaded and nobody out. Hudson Valley with a 6-4 lead.
Here's William Bergoya, who's 0 for 1, but they draw a walk. 35 hits in his last 98 at bats. Brito can run, 9 for 11 on the year. Not going. First pitch by Collins, a fastball high. And the count is 1-1, no strikes. Last pitched on Saturday against Hudson Valley, gave up 1 run in 1 inning. Allen set of the belt. Brito a decent lead. Not going again. Pitches high for a ball. Just missed. And it's 2-0 on William Bergoya. Troy Schreffler on deck. Then Jordan Disson for the Blue Claws. Wind blowing out towards left field. We thought maybe you'd see a home runner too tonight. Tough park to hit it, of course. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is wide and not in time. Squirts in the center. Getting up is Brito scampering to third. Mane throws the third. Not in time. Brito slides in. Feet first. Safe at third. So a stolen base E2 on the catcher's Suggs. Blue Claws have two steals against them tonight. Crawford stole second base in the fifth. Neither throw was especially close.
Yeah.
For Suggs, it was 9 out of 19 throwing out base stealers coming into tonight.
Yeah, both of those throws were wide. He pulled them both to the left of the bat. And with the speed of Crawford and then with Brito, they had the bases stolen relatively easily.
Here's William Bergoya. And the first pitch is a fastball inside. And the count 1-1 and no strikes. Infield in again for Wilmington. Runner at third, one out. Bottom six, 4-0 Jersey Shore. Swing and a miss. Bergoya chased a high fastball. Tomorrow night is a night I think that you, as a Blue Claws fan, Phillies fan, should kind of pencil in, make your way out, because tomorrow should be fun. Tomorrow will be the Blue Claws debut of right-hander George Clausen, who put up video game strikeout numbers with Clearwater. Here's the 3-2. Bergoya lines one in the right center field. Lyle coming on to his right there to make the catch. Tagging Brito. He's coming home. Lyle's throw not nearly in time. Brito scores standing up. A line drive sacrifice fly for William Bergoya. They're driving his 22nd run of the year. Two in the inning for Blue Claws. They lead it 5-0.
Well, these are three big runs. Of course, they take the pressure off a little bit for the Blue Claws bullpen now. And the stolen base. Last couple of innings setting up Blue Claws runs. Crawford stole a base last inning. Came around to score. Still here in this inning, and accompanying throwing error helps this three-run rally here. Two-run rally in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Breaking ball high. So that closes the book on Cornelio. 5 1/3. He's charged with all five runs. All earned. 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Schreffler 0 for 2 today. University of Maryland prompt. From Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, swing and a miss. Blue Claws will go Schreffler, Disson here, 8-9 in the lineup. We both grew up big Phillies fans,
yep,
along with Sunday starter Braden Fosnott, who will pitch on Father's Day, 105 on Sunday afternoon. Looks absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Fastball outside for a ball, and a count 2-1 on Schreffler.
Except it was called a strike.
No way. Okay. 1-2 on Troy. Collins' pitch foul. Ooh. Back top of the screen. That was ticketed for Tony if it didn't hit the net.
I was bailing already.
He was ready. He was going to catch it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was going to catch the floor if I caught anything.
Who broke the window? Rojas.
Johan Rojas. He certainly did.
2022. 1-2 on Schreffler. Here's the pitch, and he chops it foul. Yeah, I was away that weekend. Yeah. I was at my brother's wedding. And I was out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Friday, they had to play a doubleheader because they had gotten rained out or suspended on Thursday. And Tony texted me at like 5 o'clock. The game started at 5 o'clock. The window broke. Fastball high. And the count is 2-2. How did that happen so fast? But you made it through.
Oh, yeah. Shattered glass and all.
2-2 on Schreffler. And the pitch on the way. Check swing. He think he went, and he did. High fastball. And that retires the side. Blue Claws do tack on to the lead. Two runs on two hits. There was one error. And actually, I take that back. That run was unearned. Not earned. I said earned. It was unearned. One error and nobody left. So the Blue Claws lead it 5-0 as we go to the seventh on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
New pitcher is right-hander Gunnar Mayer for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws make the call to the bullpen. We start the top half of the seventh inning, and it's 5-0. Blue Claws in front. Sam Aldegary, 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. He has 29 strikeouts in 16 innings over his last 3 starts. First pitch by Mayer is right down the middle. Fastball for a strike to Kevin Mate in the count, nothing and 1. Mate, 1-for-2. We'll give you the numbers on Mayer in a moment. And he misses low with a changeup. Call the bullpen from Provident Bank. Learn more at provident.bank. They're committed to... That one is inside. They're committed to making it happen for you. Checking account with some robust benefits. Custom loan for your small business. Provident Bank. A commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Mayer's pitch chopped up the middle. It's the shortstop to his left. Aiden Miller near the bag. Running jump throw is in time. One away. Mayer's had a really good year. He was a starter with the Blue Claws last year. Had a 5.47 ERA. But this year, 1-1 in 17 games. 22 innings, 11 hits, only 6 runs. A 2.45 ERA. 12 walks and 28 strikeouts. He struck out 28 out of the 87 batters that he has faced so far this season. Last pitched at Greensboro on Friday, swing and a miss, high fastball. Jeremy De La Rosa and Mikhail Dovigan won through a scoreless inning in that ball game. So he's fresh, 6 days between appearances, and a changeup is in there for a strike. That's his best pitch. He's gotten it as high, Tony, as 97. We saw a couple of appearances back for him.
Yes, we did.
On the last homestand, but generally in the low to mid-90s. Changeup, broken bat, blooper down the right field line. That's going to get down for a base hit. Pineda over the right fielder, plays it on a hop. The bat ended up 10 feet in front of first base. De La Rosa just got sawed off, but muscles a single. So he's at first, one out. That'll bring up Matt Suggs. That's only the third hit for Wilmington and their first hit since the second inning.
So you could see Mayer go 2 innings tonight. Certainly he's done it naturally. Of course, he was a starter last year, Greg, as you mentioned, and he's gone 2 innings 3 times thus far this season in relief stint, so they might want to get 2 out of him and then have somebody finish it off.
That would knock him out for probably 2 days, but he would be available Sunday. I don't know if that's the plan, but that would make some sense. Here's Suggs, and that's a fastball outside, and the count 1-1, no strikes on Suggs out of UNC Wilmington. Blue Claws lead it 5-0. Reyes holding on De La Rosa at first, but he won't be going anywhere with his team down 5 here in the seventh inning. And Mayer's pitch, fastball, and swing and a miss. So in this series, Tony, we have not yet seen Andrew Baker, Benoni Robles, and Danny Wilkinson to go along with Mayer. So it's also possible that they just have, you know, three guys pitching inning each.
Mm-hmm.
1-1, swing and a miss, and a count 1-2. Tomorrow, Clausen's pitching, and while the Blue Claws have gotten six from Aldegary and six and a third from Cabrera the last two nights, that won't be the case tomorrow. Clausen, I think if they got five, they would be happy. He's pitched four innings in each of his last two starts, and he, you know, he's still being built back up. Remember, he had missed a start in mid-May about a month ago with the Threshers, so you know he's on a pitch count. Swagging him in, his change-up beauty from Gunnar Mayer for the strikeout of Suggs, two men away. But really looking forward to watching George tomorrow. He's from a hotbed, Tony, maybe a defenseman, West Bend, Wisconsin. I don't know that I would say a hotbed of pitchers.
Yeah.
Here's Gavin Dugas. And that's a changeup inside of the count, one ball, no strikes.
Chatting with him before the game about the beautiful state of Minnesota, where he first went to school at the University of.
1-0 on Gavin Dugas. And the pitch is high, a fastball, two balls and no strike.
Always wanted to visit Minnesota, have never made it.
I was at the airport once.
That counts.
2-0 on Dugas. Fastball outside. And the count 3-0. We were flying to Des Moines, Iowa. And it was Newark to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Newark.
What was in Des Moines, Iowa that was the target of your venture?
Fastball outside, ball four. So two on and two out for Wilmington. Dugas walks on four pitches. It brings up Sammy Infante. It was 2018. We were going to the minor league baseball promotional seminar September of that year.
They had it in Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, home, of course, of the world-famous Iowa Cubs.
Sure, yeah.
Here's Sammy Infante, right-handed hitting third baseman, 0-for-2. Mayer from the belt, and that's a fastball strike in the outside corner, and a count, nothing and one. Of the relievers, Tony, that you could end up seeing in Reading at some point here, I wouldn't be shocked if Gunnar gets a shot, considering he's been with the Blue Claws now for basically a season and a half. Swinging a miss, change up in the count, nothing and two. He has walked 12 batters in 22 innings, so he got to keep an eye on that as he moves up. But his changeup is really good. It should definitely play at the higher level. And, you know, you can kind of rely fastball changeup as a reliever. That's a little tougher to do as a starter, only the two pitches. That's a fastball up and outside at 94 miles an hour, one ball, two strikes. But as a reliever, you know, he's only going to face every hitter once. So it's doable. Ooh. 1-2 on Infante. Blue Claws up 5-0, top 7. And the pitch is swung on a miss. There's the changeup. Got him. Strike 3. Two strikeouts for Gunnar Mayer as his impressive season rolls along. No runs, one hit, two left, stretch time in Short Town. Blue Claws 5, Wilmington nothing. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Short Town all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Short Town. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts.
with the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
It is Jordan Disson to lead it off here for the Blue Claws. We hit the bottom of the seventh inning, 5-0, Jersey Shore. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by JAG Physical Therapy, proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. Over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. First pitch to Disson, curveball in sun. JAG PT, fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Visit JAGPT.com. Brendan Collins, the right-hander. His first full inning of work for Wilmington. And Disson lines one to short, but right at Mane, who makes the catch, squats down to a knee to grab it, and one away. Hit hard by Jordan, but right at Mane for out number one. That was 103 off the bat. You hate to hit it that hard and get nothing to have nothing to show for it, but that's how it goes sometimes. Here's Crawford. Justin 1-for-3. He's 11 for his last 27. Up to 288 on the season, and he takes ball one low. Aiden Miller next. Blue Claws, by the way, Tony will send out Gunnar Mayer for the eighth inning, as we kind of speculated before. And that one is outside, a ball, two balls, and no strikes.
Crawford began the ninth, eighth in the league in hits with 58. Now he has 59.
Fastball, that's a little bit high. You know what's amazing about Crawford?
About the Pineda, we talk about his home runs and runs batted in being among the league leaders. He's also.
Here's a hard ground ball, base hit going into right field. 20 multi-hit games now for Justin Crawford this season, as he has a two-hit night on a base hit into right. That'll bring up Aiden Miller.
And there goes number 60.
Yeah, so Crawford has
momentarily tied
46 of his 60 hits have come in his multi-hit games. I mean, 20 multi-hit games is only the 60th game of the season. So he leads off first base. He already has one stolen base tonight and 21 now on the season. And a pitch to Miller. Fastball hit high in the inner right center. It hit well. Daylon Lyle into the gap. The center fielder Thomas coming over. Thomas there and makes the grab for the out. And that's out number two. Miller just got underneath it, and he flies out the center for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, Miller's just missed a couple of times now since he's been here. That ball here,
tonight
then he hit the long fly ball to center in his earlier at-bat, and his first at-bat as a Blue Claw hit high and deep to right field, and it was caught.
We seem to be pretty patient, but got a good pitch to hit there right in the middle of the zone and went after it. Just a little underneath it. Here's Pineda. There goes Crawford. Pitches high. Throw to second is low. Picked in the tag. Not in time. Crawford dives in head first around the tag of Mane. And Justin has his second stolen base of the game and his 22nd stolen base of the season. The Blue Claws were 2-for-9 stealing bases against Wilmington coming into tonight. And they are 3-for-3. And Crawford now with 79 career stolen bases, and that's the 90th stolen base for the Blue Claws this season, fourth most in the league. 1-0 to Pineda, and he lifts one down the left field line, foul out of play. Pineda is 3-for-3, three singles. One of them was a blooper that Daylon Lyle misread, but overall another great night for Leandro, his 17th multi-hit game of the season, and he's gone from 300 to 310 right now. And he takes that one off the plate outside, two balls and a strike for Brendan Collins.
And he has 63 hits on the air, which at least for the moment would put him third in the league in that department.
So two balls, one strike on Pineda. Collins from the belt. Here's the pitch. Chased the off-speed pitch in the dirt. Swing and a miss. And the count is 2-2. Henry Mendez, who's had a good night himself with two hits, is on deck. Claws up 5-0, batting in the bottom of the seventh. And Leandro calls time. Pineda's made some significant strides. Remember,
absolutely,
he was here the first half. Well, he was here at the end of 2022, but the first half of last year, he was down around 200, hit actually below 200. Here's the 2-2, and a broken bat grounded to second. Pena's there to play it, and tosses to first for the end. So Crawford single goes for Nani, stranded, no runs, one hit, one left. We go to the eighth. 5-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Second inning work for Gunnar Mayer. Struck out two in the top of the seventh inning. We go to the top of the eighth. Blue Claws up 5-0. Jonathan Thomas, Philip Glasser, and Fiondel Pena. Thomas 0-2. He struck out and flown to center. Crowd really into it. It's only not because the Blue Claws have a 5-0 lead, but because that was the t-shirt toss. First pitch to Thomas. A fastball from Mayer outside. One ball, no strikes. So Jersey Shore trying to win what would be a soft grounder off third. Long run, Brito. Good play running to his left. Jump throw back across the first. Good play. One down. What would be their sixth win in their last seven games? Remember, they were 3.5 games out behind Greensboro going into their game in North Carolina last Thursday. They won that game. They won Friday. They stole one on Saturday, and they mauled the Grasshoppers on Sunday with 18 runs.
Top of the ninth now. I'm
sorry. Inside 1-0. So, they were a half game up coming back home. Mm-hmm. Now they're a half game out, and looks like it might stay that way.
Yeah, Greensboro up 5-1, top of the ninth in Winston-Salem.
Scored three runs in the first inning. That one almost hits Glasser, backs away, and it's 2-0. They have scored in the first inning of all three games in that series, if I recall. Here's a hard ground ball right side and a base hit for Glasser. So Philip Glasser now 21 hits in his last 47 at-bats with that single to right field. It is 5-0 Blue Claws. And here is Fiondel Pena, who's 0-4-2. A strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. George Clausen makes his Blue Claws debut Friday night tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch. And we'll be on the air at 6:50. Here's Pena. And that's in there. Nothing in one. Aldegary, 9 tonight. Gene Cabrera, 14 strikeouts on Wednesday. 23 fastball down the middle strike for the Blue Claws in the last two nights from their two starters. Blue Claws at about 12.7 Ks per nine coming in, most of the league, and actually that would be the highest rated club history if it holds, but obviously we're only at the midpoint. That one low, blocked by Disson. And the count one and two. Bottom of the eighth, it'll be Mendez, Reyes, and Brito for the Blue Claws. Saturday night, Aberson Castellano, and then Braden Fosnot Sunday afternoon. 1-2, swing and a foul tip. And it's still 1-2. Phillies down 8-3 in Fenway tonight. Actually, now they're down 9-3 in Fenway tonight. Final game of that series. Then they'll have a fun weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him. Strike three. Third strikeout for Mayer, 12th by the Blue Claws, and that'll bring up Nalen Lyle, the right fielder. And a lot of people, Tony, will build it as a potential World Series matchup. Possible. There'll be Zach Wheeler and Corbin Burns on Sunday. Father's Day doesn't get much better than that.
In the American League, I think the Yankees might have a little something to say about that.
Oh, and the Dodgers will have something to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's always cool to get, you know, two or three best teams in each league in an interleague series, you know, early-ish in the year. Fastball inside, and a count one ball, no strikes. I'm not a big interleague fan. I get it. But this will be cool. Two teams that obviously don't play that often. 1-0 on Lyle. Swinging a miss and changeup.
Well, I grew up in the World Series was super special because the opponents had never met during the regular season.
I don't need to see Phillies Mariners.
No.
Or, you know, Phillies Athletics. Well, they had the Philly thing.
That's reaching back.
That is reaching back.
A bit.
1-1 on Lyle. Swing and a miss. Another good changeup by Gunnar Mayer. But I get why they have to do it. I mean, they have to do it the way they have to move somebody back to the national. You know, you can't have 15 teams in the league without having constant interleague play. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up in a shallow center. Justin Crawford is there, waits for it. Still waiting. He's got it. And the inning is over. Two nice innings, two scoreless innings. Three strikeouts for Gunnar Mayer. No runs, one hit, and one left. Bottom eight coming up. Jersey Shore 5 and Wilmington nothing on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown.
Jersey Shore leading it here 5-0. We start the bottom of the eighth inning, and Henry Mendez will lead it off against right-hander Thomas Schultz, making his third Wilmington appearance, and Mendez fouls one off. 3-1 with a 1.82 ERA in 24 and two-thirds innings with low A Fredericksburg in the Carolina League for Schultz. It was a ninth-round pick out of Vanderbilt by the Nationals in 2023. Fastball inside at 93 miles an hour. With Wilmington, he's thrown three scoreless innings, two hits, one walk, and struck out three. Mendez is 2-for-3 tonight, back over 250 with his two hits, and he skies this one off third, foul out of play. Andrew Baker is ready in the Blue Claws bullpen, and he'll be the new pitcher for the ninth. Obviously, it won't be the same situation, but Baker will come on after Mayer threw his two scoreless innings. Blue Claws scored twice in the first. It's been a pretty comfortable night because you just never really felt, Tony, that they were going to get anything going against Aldegary. 1-2, swing and a miss. Out in front there was Mendez on a curveball, and that's one away. And then Jersey Shore got one in the fifth, two more in the sixth for their 5-0 lead, and they've just kept Wilmington at bay, held them to just four hits. But they will need to win to stay. Bouncer foul by Felix Reyes at home plate. No balls, one strike. To stay a half game back of Greensboro, who's up 6-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning of their game at Winston-Salem. And that will give Greensboro wins in all three of the games to start that series. Breaking ball outside. Reyes able to check his swing.
And to stay a game and a half again ahead of Hudson Valley, which is in front of Brooklyn, 6-5, bottom of the eighth in Hudson Valley.
Reyes takes that one outside and high. Two balls, one strike.
If Hudson Valley holds on.
Correct. Clearwater has moved past Tampa 7-3 in that game. So that'll pull them within a game and a half if they can hold on. That's inside. 3-1 of Lakeland, who's been rained out for the third straight day down in Fort Myers. Reyes jammed, pops it up. Left side behind the plate. Suggs flips away the mask. He's there, makes the one-handed catch. Two men down. So Reyes retired. He's 0-for-4 with an RBI. That'll bring up Eric Brito. Phillies down 9-3, top of the seventh. Lehigh Valley down 14-4 up in Syracuse today. Junior Marte gave up six runs in two-thirds of an inning for a seven-run bottom of the eighth for Syracuse. Here's a fly ball by Brito in the right center. That'll hang for Lyle. He's there, makes the catch, and the side retired. 1-2-3. Go the Blue Claws. We go to the ninth, 5-0. Jersey Shore, Mally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB.
All summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer. Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Blue Claws up 5-0. They go to Andrew Baker for the ninth inning. Gunnar Mayer was excellent. Two innings, no runs, two hits, one walk, struck out three. Sam Aldegary in line for his fifth win. He went six innings, no runs, two hits, two walks, struck out nine. Baker with the Blue Claws has allowed three runs in 10 innings on five hits, eight walks, 18 strikeouts. Began the year with Reading in the Eastern League and gave up 11 runs in eight and a third innings, hence his return to Jersey Shore where he spent 2022. Right-hander from Montgomery, Alabama, and drafted by the Phillies in 21 at a Chipola Junior College. Slider is in there for a strike. 0-1 on Kevin Mahde. Blue Claws 5-8-0, and Wilmington no runs, four hits, and one error. And that's a breaking ball from Baker in there for a strike. This will be the sixth shutout of the season for Jersey Shore. And their first one since May 5th. And a win here against Bowling Green. It would also be their 21st home win of the season. 21-9. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider. One away. So Mahde strikes out, and that's the 13th strikeout by Blue Claws pitchers tonight after they struck out 18. Last night, fastball, that's at the knee, strike to Jeremy De La Rosa. And the count is nothing in one. And that one is in there, called strike going to Blue Claws would pick up their 21st home win. Only Carolina, the Mudcats, as now Dish will go out to have a quick chat with Andrew Baker, that's the Brewers affiliate in the Carolina League. Only they have more home wins among A-ball, high-A, and double-A teams. Not going to count the triple-A teams because they've started a week early, so they played more games. 0-2 to De La Rosa. Swing and a miss. The slider got him. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Andrew Baker. Two up, two down in the ninth. The Blue Claws are one out away from a sixth win in their last seven games. And one out away from staying a half game back of first place Greensboro with just six games left after tonight. Here's Matt Suggs, fastball low. One ball and no strikes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody doubts Baker's arm. It's just his command and location that have been
That was 100, by the way. And that's a legit 100. Sliders strike on the outside corner and the count 1-1. Well, when we say legit 100, that's the Hawkeye radar gun that is used on the MLB TV feed and the video board. Here's the fastball, swing and a miss. Again, 100 from Baker. And the count 1-2.
It gets a few oohs and ahs.
Yeah, that's not a...
Now the crowd really
shaky radar gun that you have to use a math formula to get the pitch speed.
Crowd wants another one here.
And why not?
Why'd
you throw him a slider? Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. High. And the count is 2-2. I don't know if that was high, but they called it high.
Come on, Andrew. You're back on this one.
Baker looking for his third strikeout and another slider down the outside of the count, 3-2. I mean, he wasn't going to hit the fastball. I just throw him the fastball, right?
Absolutely.
Throw back-to-back sliders. Three balls, two strikes, two out, 5-0 Jersey Shore in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The slider again got him. Strike three. Ball game's over. 6-7 for Jersey Shore. Baker strikes out the side of the ninth through final from Shoretown. It's the Blue Claws 5 and the Blue Rocks and nothing. So Jersey Shore wins it here 5-0. They are now 2-1 in this series, 8-1 against Wilmington this year, and they won 6-7. They stay within a half game of first place Greensboro, six games to go in the first half. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for the Blue Claws, no runs, four hits, one error for Wilmington. Sam Aldegary the win. He was tremendous. Six scoreless, nine strikeouts. He's 5-3. Riley Cornelio takes the loss. He's 5-5. Blue Claws 36-28. Wilmington 28-32. Time of the game, a tiny 2 hours and 23 minutes. The attendance, 3,781. So Blue Claws will be back tomorrow. George Clausen makes his short down debut. Blue Claws and Blue Rocks at 7:05. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg, well, the Blue Claws hopping in front tonight. 2 runs in the first inning and pretty much wrapped it up from there and go on to shut out Wilmington 5-0. So what this means in the standings is they stay a game and a half, I'm sorry, one half game behind Greensboro, which just finished knocking off Winston-Salem 6-1. Meanwhile, they're in the top of the ninth at Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley leads at 6-5. So Jersey Shore will remain a half game behind first place Greensboro. And if Hudson Valley wins, there will be a game and a half still ahead of Hudson Valley, which has overtaken Brooklyn for third place in the SAL North. As for the Phillies, they are taking it on a chin tonight from the Red Sox. Aaron Nola was knocked out. It's 9-3 Boston as they look like they're going to go on to win that series. Red Sox 9, Phillies 3, bottom of the seventh at Fenway Park. As for the Phillies affiliates, this evening we'll start off at Reading, where the Fighting Phils have gone in front of Portland. 8-6 is the score there. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning at Reading, which trailed in that game earlier. Cade Fergus has a hit and a run scored. Marcus Lee Sang the same. Brandon Marsh rehabbing from the Phillies as 3-for-5 night with a run scored. Carlos De La Cruz, a former Blue Claw, has a hit and a run scored. Otto Kemp has a hit and 3 runs batted in. Kendall Simmons has a hit. These are all former Blue Claws. And Ethan Wilson also has a run scored. Otto Kemp hit a home run in that ball game. His first with Reading. His blow a 3-run shot for Otto Kemp, and Marcus Lee Sang hit his 7th in this ballgame to help Reading come back and take the lead in that one. 8-6, Reading batting in the bottom of the 8th inning. Elsewhere among the affiliates, Clearwater now in a delay again at home against Tampa. That's an official ballgame. Clearwater is leading out in front by a score of 7-3. The Threshers have hit 4 home runs in that game to assume the lead, 7-3 over Tampa. They're in the top of the sixth inning in Tampa, the game in a rain delay. Lehigh Valley was hammered by Syracuse 14-4. In the Complex League, the Phillies beat the Tigers 8-2. In the Dominican Summer League, the New York Yankee Bombers beat the Dominican Summer League Phillies Red by a score of 12-7. Here in Lakewood, it was 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Jersey Shore, no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for Wilmington. Jersey Shore left 4 and went 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Wilmington left 6 and went 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. So the next game will be here tomorrow night, and we're all awaiting the Jersey Shore debut of the Phillies. Number 28 prospect, hard-throwing right-hander George Klassen. Klassen will be on the mound against right-hander Brian Caceres. He is 0-5 with a 5.59 ERA. That's a 7:05 first pitch on Friday. And Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:50 tomorrow evening. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media, Taylor Petrangelo and Laura Elizabeth. For Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight, Jersey Shore 5 and Wilmington nothing. Have a clawsome rest of your evening, everybody.